This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the roots on fire. There was an old song called the roots on fire. So we've adapted that. Here's the contrast to idiots that I'm talking about in that last commentary. The idiots like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, they're all such liberals that they are socialists, Marxists, communists. And the Dow hits its 22nd record close in 2019 today. Rank-and-file workers get the biggest pay raises in more than a decade. My gosh, what Trump has done for this country. And I mention in all my books, I'm on 12 books, but I mean, I wrote like four of them in the 5 years before Trump became president. And probably my favorite is The Murder of the Middle Class. And probably my backup to that was The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. And then the third one would be Angry White Male. And the fourth one would be The Conscience of a Libertarian. Go look at any of those books. And before that, Millionaire Republican. Go look at any of my books. And you'll see I have a middle-class tax plan at all of them to save the American economy, to save it from Obama. And everything I wrote about Trump is done. And I sent all those books to Trump. And my hope is that he read them and he took notes. And that's what's happening. This is the Donald Trump economy and it's working. And before that, it was ideas inspired by Wayne Root. And I'm telling you, massive tax cuts and massive regulation cuts and build a wall so that lots of people don't come in and take our jobs and lower our wages. And here was the other Wayne Root idea. Make sure companies can bring all their money back from other countries around the world and tax it very low, like 5 or 10%. Bring back $1 trillion and we'll only tax it 5 or 10%. And Trump did that. He lowered the corporate rate to only 21%, and he made it easy to bring money back. I think it's 10% tax to bring money from out of the United States back in. So companies brought $1 trillion back to the U.S. under Trump's tax cuts, the Commerce Department announced today. Do you know what they do with that money? They create jobs. They build new businesses. They open new offices. They give people raises. They give people bonuses. And how about this one? A lot of liberals criticize stock buybacks. If people, you know, if companies just use their money to buy their own stock and prop up the stock price, liberals think that's a terrible thing. But what if the stock price is propped up and then it goes on a long run, which we've all seen for the last year, and these companies' stock prices go up, 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 up because of this original, you know, buyback of stock. And because of that, because the companies are doing so well and they're prosperous, they hire new people and they give bonuses and they give higher salaries and they open new offices and they build new buildings. Is that a bad thing? Is that good for the average worker? Of course it is. Here's that great headline at CNBC. Trump stock market rally is far outpacing past U.S. presidents. I'll get to all of this in the next segment, all of it. But in the meantime, I want to get back to the insanity of the Democratic Party. Or actually, I call them the Democrat Party because there's nothing democratic about them. I don't like giving them that name, Democratic. It's giving them too much credit. They're the Democrat Party or the Democrat Party because they are dumb. Dumb as a doorknob. So Mayor Pete, to me, is the best example of a complete idiot. And keep in mind, he's a Harvard graduate and he's a Rhodes Scholar and he was in Navy intelligence. But he's an idiot. You know, it was William F. Buckley in his day, 40 years ago, who once said, I'd rather open up the Boston phone book and be governed by the first 400 names at random than elect some Harvard guy to run my life. That's what William F. Buckley said, and he was right. just because you're smart. And my daughter graduated Harvard, top for class. I think it was Phi Beta Kappa. I can't even remember anymore what it was, but it was top for class at Harvard University. But she is smart. But just because you're book smart doesn't mean you're capable of running a country or building a business or creating jobs. And I would argue most of the people who graduated who graduate Harvard or my college, Columbia University, they're super book smart, but they're complete idiots when it comes to common sense. So Mayor Pete, the Harvard graduate and the Rhodes Scholar, says we should no longer have any jail time for possession of any drug, and that includes meth, methamphetamine, that includes cocaine, that includes heroin. No matter what it is, nobody should go to jail. No punishment. Do you understand? The entire Democrat Party is set up for a bunch of socialists to run our country, leave the borders open, let all the bad people of the world in, and some of them will be good people, but they'll be incredibly poor good people that will bankrupt our country. Let them all vote. Let them all outvote us. Help the criminals. Help the illegals. Help all the people of the world that have done something bad. And then you come to a Wayne Root. I've never done anything bad in my life. Nothing. Name it. Nothing. My dad was a butcher, and he told me, you're not going to be a butcher, Wayne. You're going to study and get straight A's and go to an Ivy League school. So I studied. I didn't party. I got straight A's. I graduated valedictorian, got accepted to Columbia, went to an Ivy League school, got out of Columbia, became a businessman. And I shouldn't admit this, but my life, even I love my life. I love, to me, having fun is doing this TV show. To me, having fun is raising $1 million for a new business. To me, having fun is writing a book. To me, having fun is writing a newspaper column. But the truth is, to most people, my life isn't fun. It's all work. I work 16 hours a day. And the rest of the day, you sleep, right? So all I do is work and sleep. But to me, that's my version of fun. But the reality is, I don't have a lot of fun. I don't have a lot of free time to spend with the people I love. I have sacrificed my entire life to make more money, create jobs, make capitalism work, make America work. Guys like me and Donald Trump and Ross Perot and the list goes on and on. All we do is work. We're workaholics. My grandfather was a workaholic. And yet, I've never done a drug in my life. I've never smoked pot in my life. I've never drank in my life. Never in my life I drank alcohol. Never in my life I smoked a cigarette. I put a cigarette to my mouth. And I've been good to my kids. I have four kids. What a great Christmas we just had. All four of my kids were home. And they all came here to our house, me and my fiance Cindy. And we had this incredible Christmas. My kids love me. Why do they love me? Because I'm a great dad. So how do you figure that I'm a bad guy? How do Democrats figure America should be run for criminals and felons and people in prison and ex-cons and illegal aliens and people on welfare and drug addicts? And yet I'm a bad guy because I've never done any of that. There's got to come a point where there will be a civil war. There will be a revolution. Because the good guys and gals of America can't stand the fact that there's an entire party who hates us and wants to punish us for being good. I mean, you just hate us because we're good people. You know, I've been to so many Tea Party rallies and so many Trump rallies. I didn't meet any racists. I didn't meet any bad people. I didn't meet any ex-cons. I met heart and soul people who work, break their backs, trying to earn a living so their kids can earn a better life and they can be educated better than they were. I met the nicest people, the salt of the earth at Tea Party rallies and at Trump rallies. It's a lie to say any of us are bad or any of us are violent. Is there exceptions to the rule? Of course there are. But mostly the best people of America are at these rallies. They're all veterans. They all sacrificed for our country. A lot of them are cops or ex-cops, ex-military. These are the best people you could ever imagine. And Mayor Pete wants to worry about letting everybody go who gets caught with heroin and cocaine and methamphetamine? Are you kidding me? You literally cook up meth in a drug lab, putting people's lives in danger. He wants them to be free on the street because that's a typical Democrat voter. And they want every illegal alien to vote, every single one of them. New York and New Jersey just gave driver's licenses to every illegal. They're all going to vote. Their driver's license looks exactly the same as you and me, as a legal American, exactly the same. You don't need a passport. You don't need a Social Security card. You don't need any form of identification. You just walk up and register to drive in New York. Do you have any idea what that's going to do to illegal aliens voting? They're all going to vote. And that's what liberals want. They want to ruin this country. It's terrible. And speaking of that, Baltimore breaks their city record for killings per capita in 2019. It's a city of 600,000, and there were 342 killings so far this year. As of today, 342. I'm sure it'll go up tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, and they'll be at 345 or 350. But that's an historically high homicide rate of 57 per 100,000. What is Baltimore? It's a city run by Democrats. What is Baltimore? It's a city run by black Democrats. Does that mean they're bad? No. No one's bad because you're black. But there certainly doesn't mean you're good. Is it good because you're black and you're running a black city? Are you going to be more apt to be nice to black people? I don't think so. I think the results are in. I think the results are clearly in. And the Democrats who run Baltimore, the liberals who run Baltimore, and the black Democrat liberals who run Baltimore have not done good for the black citizens of Baltimore. You know? I think they'd be better off in a nice suburb run by a Republican. I don't care what color the Republican is. He could be Ben Carson, black. He could be Latino, Mario Rubio. It'll be run clean, and the trains will show up on time, and the police will be favored over the criminals and the drug dealers and the drug addicts and the welfare recipients. And so all of a sudden, your town is cleaned up, and it's nice, and your kids are raised in a disciplined school, which maybe has a dress code, and nobody encourages you to be a single mom. You want a man in the house? In those nice communities run by Republicans of all colors, it's good for the people of all colors. But certainly Baltimore and Chicago prove that Democrats running a town doesn't make it good for people of color, and it doesn't make it good for black people, and it doesn't make it good for Latinos, doesn't make it good for anyone. Because Democrats are out to just destroy the Constitution of the United States of America and destroy moral values and Judeo-Christian values. And good people are never favored over bad people in a Democrat city. Your life's in danger every time you step outside your door. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. RootWall.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting harden the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. This is our Power Hour, which means we combine the power of national radio syndication and national television on Newsmax TV, almost 80 million homes strong. It's a great honor to be on Newsmax TV and USA Radio in the primetime position, 8 o'clock Eastern and 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Great to be with you. Michael Moore, the liberal loser, Hollywood film producer, says these are not good people. You should fear white men who voted for Trump. They're not good people. Other people should be afraid of them if they see them coming down the road. Two-thirds of all white guys voted for Trump. That means anytime you see three white guys walking at you, down the street towards you, two of them voted for Trump, you need to move over to the other sidewalk because these are not good people that are walking towards you. You should be afraid of them. Folks, I'm not quite sure what to say to Mr. Moore. He's a disgusting human being. He's an unhappy human being. You just look at him, and you know he's a putrid, pathetic, unhappy man who hates himself. All liberals hate themselves. The self-loathing and the self-hatred is so obvious. He's so embarrassed that he's white. He's so embarrassed that he was born a white male that he just hates us with such passion. It's disgusting. You know what you call that? Racism. You hate white people even though you're white. You are a racist, except you're a self-destructive one. What a terrible human being. I can think of lots of people I've seen walking down the street I want to move to the other side. In my whole life, I've never seen three white guys that make me go, oh my God, I got to move to the other side of the street. Never. In my whole life. You're just full of it. You're full of crap. Just bring up race. Shows you what a racist you are. I'm looking working to improve the lives of everyone, whether you be white or black or Hispanic or gay or even transgender. You know, if you, I want a transgender to have a better life. I want Trump's policies to help everyone. I want Trump's policies to make Muslims richer. Everybody is richer because of conservative policies and Judeo-Christian values. If I'm wrong, how come this is not a racist comment? Every Muslim country, are those Muslims Islamophobic who leave those countries and run to Western civilization? Because, boy, it seems like they must be racist. Because millions of Muslims can't wait to get out of Muslim countries. Why? Because they're basically socialist countries. Same thing with Mexico. I have nothing against Mexicans. I like Mexicans. I like Latinos. I love Mexican food. I like Mexican small business owners. But they're all running away from Mexico. So are they racist? They must hate Mexicans. Mexicans must be racist against Mexicans because they don't want to leave Mexico. And El Salvadorans must hate El Salvadorans because they all want to leave El Salvador. And Hondurans want to leave Honduras. Everyone all over the world wants to leave their country to come to America. Why? Why do you want to come here and then bring your values here and vote Democrat? Why would you want to do that? You're running away from your country because there is no ability to go from poor to middle class to rich in your countries. There's no mobility and there's no opportunity. Why would you want to come here and ruin our country and make it more like your country that you ran away from? It makes no sense. So here's what Democrats are about. Virginia Democrat introduces legislation to force high-density housing. See, I want to lift everyone up, and I want black people to leave black neighborhoods and move into white neighborhoods because they got richer. Okay, because they can afford a $500,000 house. I want you to be my neighbor. But I don't want you to leave your neighborhood, black, white, or otherwise, if you're poor and the government hands you a house next to mine. Why would I want that? I had to work my whole life to afford my million-dollar house. Why do you just get to live in the same neighborhood as me? But that's what Democrats want to do. They don't want to lift anyone up. They want to bring everybody down. It doesn't work. It's like school busing. Did school busing work? It destroyed my high school. My whole school system in Mount Vernon, New York, was destroyed by busing. And the crime rate and the drugs and the pregnancies, the whole school system was destroyed by busing. Well, that's what you're going to do to neighborhoods now. You're busing in people to live in neighborhoods they haven't earned. And this is not a white-black issue. I'd much rather have a black neighbor who could afford to buy a $500,000 house than a white neighbor who was given the house and didn't earn it. And if I was black, I'd want to live in nice neighborhoods. I wouldn't care if they were black or white. But the nice neighborhood definition means no crack houses, no prostitutes on the corner, no drug dealers on the corner. But Democrats want to bring that to every middle-class neighborhood. Democrat lawmakers introduced measures in the Virginia General Assembly that would overrule local zoning rules and force high-density housing, including welfare housing, on every neighborhood in Virginia, regardless of what local residents want. And then in California, they're saying if you're a member of a group of lawyers, a group of doctors, a group of military veterans, a group of small business owners, and you stick together and there's a million of you and you get cheaper insurance, that should be banned because most of the people in the groups tend to be white and richer than the general population. So it's racism to give them a discount for their car insurance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is postponing his planned trip to the Ukraine because of violence at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran has been the problem and it's getting stronger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
2020 Democratic presidential candidates are in New Hampshire on this New Year's Day. This has word that Andrew Yang's presidential campaign raised over $4 million in the final week of December as the entrepreneur works to break out of the 2020 primary field's middle tier.
I see that if we continue to confuse economic value and human value, we are going to lose on an epic, catastrophic scale.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95. Plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
You know, it's easy to forget that it's a Friday because it's Christmas week and we haven't worked in 3 days and it seems like today's Monday. First day back, but it's actually Friday. And Friday, I always promise you phone calls. So we're going to take calls this entire second half of the show. I do it on Fridays and I'm not going to change. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. There are still lines open. Line them up. 833-WAR-TALK. I want to give a little bit of a tribute to Don Imus here. Tribute, a memorial to one of the great radio hosts in the history of radio in the United States of America. How would you like that title? In the history of the greatest country in the world, ever blessed by God, with all the great radio hosts, with all the great TV hosts, top 10 for sure, Don Imus. And I grew up in New York. I grew up listening to Don Imus and Howard Stern. They actually kind of hated each other, but they were two of the greatest ever in the history of New York, probably the two greatest. And Don Grant, maybe the third one. Bob Grant, John Gambling, those are kind of the big names when I was a kid growing up in radio in New York. But none bigger than Howard Stern and Don Imus. Don Imus died today. Actually, just a couple hours ago when my show started, we found out Don Imus died. And he was just an incredible, incredible personality. And a very grumpy guy as he got older. But the things he did for charity, he raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 million for charity, and he opened a kids' cancer camp in New Mexico. I mean, those are the things you talk about when you think about Don Imus. Not the one comment he made that liberals called racist. Who cares? Again, sticks and stones could break my bones, but names could never hurt me. Words don't matter. Actions matter. Don Imus made some stupid comments, and he got fired. And then he came back bigger than ever, by the way. But he got fired and he got branded as a racist. But the guy dedicated his life to helping sick kids with cancer. And the guy raised tens of millions of dollars for all forms of charity. Amazing guy. And an amazing success as a radio talk show host. And then even his radio show was simulcast on TV by MSNBC. And guess what? That opened the door for guys like me, who's a radio host, who now gets his show simulcast the third hour on national TV with Newsmax TV, the same way he was on MSNBC with his hour of radio. I'm on with my hour on Newsmax TV. So he blazed the trail for guys like me. Thank you, Don Imus. Really appreciated. You're a good man, great man. Rest in peace. Thanks for all you did for charity. Thanks for all the entertaining hours, you know, tens of thousands of hours on radio and TV that all of us enjoyed so much. And I happen to have been a guest. I've been on a lot of guys' shows. I was on Imus' show probably four times, five times. And so several times over the years I met Don Imus or met him over the phone as a guest. Either way, and I met him in person too, but either way, great guy, rest in peace, and bless you, man. God bless you for everything you did and blazing the trail for the rest of us. Let's grab some callers. We got Susanna in Florida. Susanna on line one. Hey, Susanna, Happy New Year. You're on with Wayne Root.
Yes, it is, and I'm really happy to be on your program tonight.
Thank you.
My sister is sitting here discussing you and telling you how good your show is.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. What's on your mind tonight?
We were sitting here wondering, like, what would happen if we pulled up buses loads in front of the colleges and tell them, come on, get on. We're taking you to Venezuela. And in each one of those buses are one of the candidates that we're running now.
Susanna, as bad as Venezuela is, and it's terrible, and I opened my show with a commentary on Venezuela, what if you just took them to Mexico and dropped them off and said, good luck? All these spoiled, liberal, white, American liberal students, drop them off, bus them to Mexico, drop them off and say, good luck. Drop them off in Tijuana at 12 midnight. Let's see if they can get back and survive on their own. That would be like a reality show. That's like Survivor. Drop them off in Tijuana at midnight. Good luck. Let's see how loving and compassionate you are.
Yeah, but Wayne, they gotta see what it's really like there.
That's what I'm saying.
We gotta go through Mexico, go across the bridge, take them to Venezuela, and let them have a good time there.
Let them have a good time, exactly. By the way, Susanna's kidding, tongue in cheek, because nobody has a good time in Venezuela. They're drinking sewage water. They're eating zebras at the zoo because there is no other food. They're killing their family pets so they don't starve to death. They don't have water for days at a time, sometimes weeks at a time. They don't have electricity for days at a time. There's no gas to run their cars. There's 4, 5, 6 hour lines to buy necessities, basic necessities like flour and toothpaste. 4 hour lines, 5 hour lines. You spend half of a day to get your toothpaste. That's life in a socialist country. And if you don't like it, they'll arrest you, they'll torture you, and they'll kill you. That's life in a socialist country. Good luck with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Good luck following Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, you fools. What a bunch of fools. Susanna, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take Joan in Florida on line two. Joan, Happy New Year. You're on with Wayne Reed.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey.
Fine. How are you? Happy New Year. And
I'm great.
I just wanted to say something that's been bugging me for a while. And that is that every time... Huh?
Go ahead. You got the floor.
Yeah. Okay. So every time I listen to anybody on Fox, anybody talking, they always talk about, oh, people hate Trump. Oh, they hate Trump. And they're missing the big picture. And I'm tired of them saying how much they hate him. When the reality is they hate the Constitution and they hate the fact that he's the speed bump in the road to keep us with socialism.
Right.
And that kills me. I'm tired of hearing, oh, they hate him, they hate him. No, they don't hate him.
Actually, Joan, it's more than that, because you're saying that those people don't hate Trump, they hate the Constitution, they hate American exceptionalism. All true. But you're also leaving out the other half. For everyone that hates Trump, I think there's 1.5 people who love Trump. In other words, there's more who love Trump than hate Trump, but the ones who hate Trump are the only ones the media shows. Trump is doing just fine. And at Rasmussen, which is the only poll that's really accurate in the whole country since the 2016 election, they're the most accurate poll. Rasmussen only polls likely voters. And so Rasmussen will tell you every single stop for the last 3 years that Trump's been in office, every day they've measured him, he's higher in popularity and approval than Obama was on that same day. So if you think people hate Trump, that means more people hated Obama. Nobody wants to say that out loud.
Talking about, what I'm trying to say, Wayne, is the talk show host, like Sean. I like Sean Hannity. And he'll say, oh, they hate Donald Trump. It's like, no, stop saying that. But they really, why don't you say... they hate what Donald Trump is trying to do for the country.
Yes, and they hate
don't want him to.
And Joan, they hate who Donald Trump is protecting, you and me, the middle class, that they call the deplorables, that they hate so much. Remember, I just read on this show the words of Michael Moore, who, by the way, here's the good part about Michael Moore, the film director. He hates white people, and he hates white men, and he said terrible things about us. But he also said in the same interview that Trump will be reelected in 2020. You know, in 2016, there really were very few people other than me who said Trump's going to win. Michael Moore was one of the ones who said the white middle class and working class are going to elect this guy. He's going to win. And liberals booed him on shows like Bill Maher on HBO, Real Time. But Michael Moore was right, and Wayne Root was right. He's liberal. I hate everything he says, but he does have a pulse on working class, middle class white people, of which he's started out as one of them. He hates them. He's now self-hating. But at least he knows where their vote is going. And he was right then, and he'll be right again in 2020. Trump's going to win. Difference between me and him is, I say Trump's going to win by a landslide. Certainly an electoral landslide. And it's going to be a slaughter. It's going to be like Nixon McGovern. It's going to be like Mondale and Reagan. Just a landslide. And I don't think Michael Moore says that, but he says Trump's going to win. And he's right. Trump will win. Joan, thank you for the call. We've got Mike in Idaho, line four. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. I just talked to somebody who called me Joe for 10 minutes, and I told him my name was Mike 20 times. I've never done this before. I'm Army, military, airborne. I'm retired. I'm 58 plus years old. And I basically got to hear everything I've watched you say on your show tonight. And I've never been more confused in my life. Not what about what my belief.
What are you confused about?
Not about
I'm just wondering what you're confused about.
Because I just had somebody just go. I asked if it was a recording for the last 4 minutes while my wife's listening.
we're moving on to Scott in the Bronx. All right, sorry, Mike. I don't know what that was about. I don't have a clue what Mike was talking about, but we'll take Scott in the Bronx on line one. Scott, you're on with Wayne Root.
Hey, Wayne, how are you? This is Scott from Bronx, New York City.
Hey, Scott. You know, I'm from Alberta, right around the corner.
Yeah, I know. I live like 5 minutes from there, so.
Happy New Year. What's in your mind tonight?
I was just seeing something that AOC is going to run for president, and that's like it's so ridiculous because if she met my grandparents, how they came here from a socialist country, I don't know how anyone could have even any conception give her one vote. You know what I mean?
Where did your grandparents come from? Which socialist country? Oh, all right, Scott, just hold on a second. We got the music on, at least on the radio, which means we're going to a quick break. When we get back, we'll take Scott, and I want to know where his grandparents came from, what socialist country. My grandparents came from Germany and Russia, and so I understand something about socialism. Russia, very socialist, communist. Germany, Hitler and the Nazis were the socialist party of Germany. All right, coming up next, a few words from my sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams, and his website, vacationrestoration.com. If your hair is thinning, he's the guy you want to listen to. If you're a guy and you have thinning hair, he can change your life. And you can also get a free vacation in Las Vegas out of it. Coming up next, and we'll take more calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with more.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, American made and proud of it. Born and raised in the good old U.S. of A., you can only find a war like this in the United States of America. Lots of wars, but no wars like this anywhere else in the world. All right, we've got Scott. I promised that we'd come back to him. Scott, you're on with Wayne Root. I asked you that question as we left. You said your grandparents came from a socialist country. Which country are you referring to?
The great country of Germany.
Oh, there you go. Same as mine. Very good.
Well, that's why I'm, like, so perturbed with the Democrat Party, because all the stories they told me, God rest their soul, how they had businesses and how they had beautiful homes and how they came in, they took the guns, they took everything and put them in concentration camps, just like my grandparents' family. Lucky they got here, else I wouldn't be speaking with you, but both sides, they were killed, and it seems like the Democratic Party's on their way to doing that. I mean, I might sound a little bit paranoid, but this is what they sound like. Like, they're going to take away your guns, they're going to tell you what to do, and then next they'll be marching you off to concentration camps, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you're in any way exaggerative or paranoid.
That's what it feels like to me,
how
you
it
know?
We'll
teach you what we want in school. We'll give you what we want you to do. We'll do this, we'll do that, and we'll put people in there that we want that'll control you. Like their government back then.
Yeah, and we'll ban you.
And
if
America doesn't wake up, we're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah. We're being banned on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube. So Silicon Valley and the social media is banning us. Folks, you
out
can't
of 12 months, I'm 9 months in. Yeah, out of 12 months, I'm 9 months in Facebook jail. Out of 12, I'm nine in Facebook jail.
Wow. That's what's going on.
Because I put what I feel, and my First Amendment rights are being violated all the time. So.
Yes. Terrible. I hope President Trump is watching. He watches a lot of shows. I hope you're watching tonight, President Trump, because
I love him to death. I love him.
We all love
Trump.
We all love Trump, but you got to do something.
I'm a Jew who loves
media.
I'm a Jew who's a registered Republican since 1978, and I'll never ever leave the Republican Party ever.
Good man. Good man. Just like me. But we've got to get the message to President Trump that if he doesn't fix social media and stop them from discriminating and banning and bias, we're going to get shut out, man. Can't win an election if the social media is all against you. That's the problem. Scott, appreciate the call. Hope you had a great Hanukkah. Happy New Year to you. God bless.
All right, let's take Sal in Staten Island. Sal, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Happy New Year, buddy, to you and your family. Great.
Happy New Year. I know Sal's got to be Italiano from Staten Island, right, Sal?
Actually born here, came here in 1969.
No, I didn't mean Italian from Italy. I meant you're just a good old New York Italian guy with a name like Sal, right?
Absolutely, buddy, absolutely.
I grew up in Mount Vernon, an all-Italian neighborhood, and everybody was named Sal, so.
I know Mount Vernon very well.
I know a lot of Sals and a lot of Tonys. So what's on your mind tonight, Sal?
I hope you give me a little time. I want to pick up on what that lady was saying from Florida.
Yes.
About on the air, people mentioned how much they hate President Trump. That word sends a very bad message. They're not telling you why they hate him. They don't hate him.
Good. Why do you think they hate him?
Right thing for the American people.
I think you cut out and we missed you, Sal. Answer again. Why do you think they hate him? Why do liberals hate him?
Well, I don't like because it sends a bad message, okay? The mainstream media hates him and the Democrats hate him. They're afraid of not of anything that he's done wrong. They're afraid of what he's going to expose our government has done wrong. That's why they have all to say for him. That's number one. And even if President Trump did not win, and let's say it was a Ted Cruz, it was all rigged and set up for Hillary to win, okay? They would have gone into Ted Cruz. The only difference is Ted Cruz would have folded. Rubio would have folded. They would have folded. They would not be fighting back.
Agreed. Sal, look, you are, I don't mean to make your head too big here, but you are the perfect example, and all my callers, but you especially tonight. You know, you don't have to be a Harvard graduate. The average blue-collar American guy or gal are just as smart as the Harvard kids and just as smart as the intellectuals from the Ivy League schools and just as smart as the big-shot Hollywood agents and Hollywood producers, you know, and the politicians. Sal's on the money, man. He's on the money. And I think all my viewers and all the, I get a lot of emails. It's WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. You're all on the money. You understand what's happening. And they can't brainwash us anymore. They can't trick us anymore. They can't distract us anymore. Because we got the internet and we see what's going on. Thank God we got conservative talk radio. We got conservative TV like Newsmax TV. All right. Thank you, Sal, for the call. How much time we got left, Chris? Oh, we're out of time. All right. Look. Let me say goodnight. It's, let's see, I'd call it New Year's Friday. I'll be back on Monday. I'll be off for New Year's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'll work next week on TV and on radio Monday and Friday. Wayne Root will be back. And so I'll be back 48 hours from now on Friday, actually on Monday. But I want to wish you all, hopefully you all had a great Christmas and a great Hanukkah, and I wish you all a fantastic Happy New Year. We'll have our final show of 2019 on Monday, right here on Newsmax TV. And as usual, all the cops, all the military, and all the veterans, we love you, and we thank you, and we appreciate your sacrifices. You're the best people in the world. And as far as leaving this show right now, don't go rushing off. Don't change the channel. Don't go surfing. Coming up next, the message from my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. It's cold and flu season. They have saved my life. My voice, haven't been sick, haven't gotten the flu, got rid of brain fog, hoarse voice gone. Listen to their message. Best products in the world.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.